What can those who still have fires bearing down on them expect when it comes to recovery? There'll be differences, but we have gone back to the northern New South Wales town of Waitalaba to get some idea. It is a tiny alternative community, picturesque and thriving, home to about 100 people. Well, it was, until fire ripped through there in November. It killed a woman who'd been trying to save her home, and it destroyed much of the village. And nearly 3 months on, its future looks very questionable. David Taylor reports.
After a lifetime down the mines, 64-year-old Martin Tonks has seen his retirement dream of living in the remote, idyllic community of Waitalaba go up in smoke.
It's just been shock for the first few weeks, and now still sort of in limbo. We don't know whether we'll be able to go back there at all or when.
Mr. Tonks lost his home, garage, two boats and a tractor in the November fires, escaping with nothing except the clothes on his back and a mobile phone. After taking refuge at a disaster relief centre, he spent a week in Airbnb accommodation. Right now, he's in a flat in the nearby town of Glen Innes, trying to pull himself together with the help of the government's $1,000 disaster recovery payment.
$1,000, it's a pretty measly to replace your whole life. I mean, that's gone in the first month just on bond and a month's rent. That's both of our $1,000. So that's lasted a month, so it's hardly puts your life back on track.
Martin Tonks won't be returning to Waitalaba, nor, he says, will many of his neighbours.
I can't afford to go there and replace what I had there. I can't, just to get the basics.
So the town is essentially still a ghost town?
Well, I'd say two out of three of the homes were destroyed, so it's very much limping along.
Emergency services teams held meetings in town shortly after the fires ripped through the area to brief the residents on next steps. But little's being visibly done to rebuild vital community infrastructure, like the local school. Its 15 students are attending the nearby Red Range or Glen Innes public schools until it can be reopened, something the New South Wales government insists will happen. But resident Jamie Dodd, who also lost all of his possessions in the fire, is another resident who sees no future for the rural enclave.
At the moment, it's very difficult to move ahead. I mean, there's hardly any water in the entire valley. I've got zero infrastructure on a site that was, you know, really quite livable beforehand.
Is there a chance that Waitalaba will be wiped off the map at this time next year?
In an effective sense, yes, but not in a literal sense. It will always be there. There will always be a hard core of people that will remain, I would think. In an effective sense, in terms of a functioning, vibrant and viable community as we had before, I think that's a real possibility, yeah.
How often do you think your experience will be repeated around the country?
It's going to be a pretty high attrition rate. I think a lot of places were sort of becoming a little bit marginal anyway. I think certainly climate change is sort of making, you know, what were sort of pretty marginal areas now becoming unviable.
Meanwhile, without homes with which to resettle, residents of Waitalaba, 2 months on, continue to struggle in the early stages of recovering from the emotional trauma.
Just drained, really. Nothing you can do except just get on with life.
But it's obviously taken a toll.
Oh, yeah, well, you don't just lose everything that you've worked for the last 40 years and just the simple day-to-day things, every little thing that you need, you don't have.
PM asked the government to comment on the risk of more tiny towns being lost altogether as a result of the bushfires. A spokesperson for Emergency Management Minister David Littleproud said the viability of communities was only monitored at the shire level.
David Taylor with that report, and research by Victoria Pengilly.